A federal investigation has found that Harvard University violated civil rights law by failing to protect Jewish students on campus. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports the finding puts the school at risk of losing additional government funding.
It is the latest in a battle between the Trump administration and the world's wealthiest university. A federal anti-Semitism task force sent a letter to the university on Monday saying Harvard has been, quote, deliberately indifferent and, in some cases, quote, a willful participant in anti-Semitic harassment of Jewish students, faculty, and staff. The investigation comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights, and its findings outline the violations that occurred on the Cambridge, Massachusetts campus since October 7th, 2023. The violations they cite include examples of Jewish and Israeli students being harassed, campus vandalism, and examples of the university failing to punish students and groups who violated codes of conduct. The report says its findings show a pattern of, quote, unlawful and unchecked discrimination at Harvard. In a statement, a Harvard spokesperson said the university is far from indifferent and strongly disagrees with the government's findings. The school pointed to a number of steps it has taken to better protect against anti-Semitism and support Jewish students on campus, including updating its campus rules, reviewing discipline policies, and expanding training on anti-Semitism across campus. Harvard has admitted it needs to work on this issue. Earlier this year, the school's own task force found many opportunities for improvement. That report was cited heavily in the Federal Review released today. But the report says Harvard has done too little, too late to remedy violations. And the next step is for the U.S. Department of Justice to take up the issue. Meanwhile, negotiations between the school and the Trump administration continue to avoid Harvard losing more federal funding. It already had more than $2 billion frozen and is currently suing the administration. A hearing for that trial is set for later in July. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.